Hello, I'm Mike Johns, CM, AICA, from the Johns Carabelli Company, Semirano Monuments and Flowers in Cleveland, Ohio, a past president of the Monument Builders of North America. Welcome to the debut of MBNA's Monument Matters, a new podcast produced by the Monument Builders of North America for all things monumental. MBNA is a 118-year-old association whose mission is to define and promote memorialization in a viable, innovative, and diversified way for its members, and to enhance awareness of the memorialization by the general public and the entire remembrance industry. In that spirit of promoting memorialization, MBNA's marketing committee is launching this podcast as an extension of our monthly magazine, MB News. Each podcast episode features a discussion related to a magazine theme. Monument Matters podcasts invite everyone to listen and share. When completed, you'll find all five episodes of our first season on Apple, Spotify, and YouTube. Today, we're talking with representatives from some of the organizations supporting the Monument Industry Show as granite or marble sponsors. I'm excited to talk with them about what they're planning for the upcoming convention coming to Cleveland, March 13th to 16th. I'd like to welcome Paige Lamthey and Mark Girardi from Butura and Girardi Granite Artisans, Vaishnavi Ramasamy, and Mr. Kanan from Amam Granite, and Rita Campbell from Precious Souvenir, and Lennon Kalasamani. Did I get that right, Lennon?
Very close,
From
Mike.
Salem Stone. So welcome. So please tell us about what you will be exhibiting at the Monument Industry Show. What can someone learn by visiting your booth? Mark.
Well, from my perspective, Mike, first off, I have to say the timing of the show is a lot better for us. Our intention is to bring fresh new ideas and products, some of which we've developed, some of which are yet to be developed. But timing the show in mid-March allows us to get through the busy season in the fall and to be able to work hard on that once we hit the new year, which is our intention. We don't have everything written in stone yet by any means, but we're glad for the opportunity to develop some really nice new ideas, and also we're going to be displaying some new materials from around the world.
That's great. Paige, do you have anything you want to add to that?
We're looking forward to having a similar structure than what we've had at the last few monument industry conventions we've been to, and excited to have the opportunity to meet our customers in person. We really love the in-person engagement. We've been keeping up with making our booth somewhere that people can stop and stay a while to chat. So we would love to see you, and we will, we'll have places to sit. We'll have a full display within the booth that we have, and we're looking forward to showing everybody some new things that we've come up with and been working on the last couple of years.
Great. Thanks, Paige. Lennon?
Thank you, Mike, for organizing this MBNA convention in Cleveland. To answer your question, what we are planning to show, we have a good display of different variety of monuments. That includes variety of shapes and colors, both domestic and imports. And you will also see a lot of beautiful carvings. And we'll have one section just for cremation monuments as that trend is increasing in our country. We pride ourselves in helping our customers sell. So these new designs will help them sell more monuments. We also pride ourselves with the technology solutions that we give. And customers are aware of this software Salem Inspire, where they can view inventory, design monuments. So we have made some enhancements to that program. So we'll share that. And we also are starting this new nonprofit effort called Salem Cares, where we are helping organizations that is looking for monuments. They are traditionally not able to buy themselves. For example, we work with a group called Angel Works. They give monuments to families who have lost their children to cancer. So we'll have a booth within our setup explaining our Salem Cares as well. So broadly, you know, between our granite monuments, technology, and Salem Cares, that's going to be our presentation this year.
Thank you, Lennon. See, I went age before beauty as opposed to ladies first. So Rita, please, your comments.
Hey, Phil, thank you again for hosting. So for us, we feel that memorial portraits can play a key aspect in warming up a monument. So we're going to be showcasing both our solid porcelain as well as our thin enamel stainless steel portrait line. So visitors will be able to not only learn the difference between the two product lines, but also the perceived strengths of each. So they're going to be able to see the power and diversity of collaging multiple pictures together to give families amazing options, as well as to see our ability to offer different colored style borders or our line of custom shapes and sizes. We endeavor to showcase all that the memorial pictures can encompass. So as well, we have a unique crystal line, a variety of frames, personalized and custom urns, personalized rosaries and decades, and a plethora of customization options that we love to demonstrate. So our goal is to stimulate the creative juices so that our customers' families are given a wide array of choices to maximize the customization of their very personal stone.
Thanks, Rita. Vaishnavi?
Yeah, so I think with this exhibition, I think our focus is basically here. We want to display the materials we have, and our focus is to bring in our black material, which we are going to introduce into the US market, which is our own black material, and we're very excited about it. So this, we're thinking of, I mean, this black material can be used for thick slabs as well as we can give rough blocks and monuments. So we're going to show our workmanship, our designs, the techniques that we do, all that will be visible or displayed with the help of the monuments that we are bringing in there to display.
Great, thank you. Mr. Cannon, anything you want to add to that?
I think we both are on the same page out here, so yes.
Okay. It's great when people are on the same page, right?
Yes.
Awesome. All right. So for my second question, if someone is trying to decide whether or not to attend the 2025 show, what would you say to them, Mark?
Well, we're talking it up big time. I think, you know, just from the tipping over point, the idea of the ending reception at Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is very intriguing to everybody. It's very unique. And it's obviously something that almost anybody would want to attend. We're also, you know, understanding that Cleveland's a revived town, doing some homework on it. And we're just telling all our customers, we haven't formally invited anybody to an event yet, but it's coming close to the time we'll do that. I expect the attendance will be pretty darn good.
Great. Thanks, Mark.
First of all, it's a great idea to visit Cleveland in winter, so they should do it. As jokes apart, I say that our convention has two purposes. One is for us to learn new things, as well as to network. So when I say learn, not just, first of all, there'll be a variety of granite suppliers bringing a lot of new options that monument dealers could use it. Get informed about the options and industry trends. But in addition to granite suppliers, there are other, like, you know, portraits or even sandblast machineries. And there are, these days, we see a lot of equipments on how to install the stone. So there's a variety of monument industry suppliers in one location. So I would say that it's a great learning experience combined with other sessions that we have every day. That is that normally you don't get a chance to learn. And second is networking with suppliers, with fellow monument dealers. And that could happen when you're sitting in the session, when you're in the exhibit hall, or during dinners and lunches. And sometimes I have noticed in the past that someone from Texas will learn a thing or two about how things are done in Midwest and vice versa. So again, we talked about this cremation trend or whatever new in the industry. So I would say that if you're still considering whether to make it or not, it's a great opportunity to learn new trends as well as network with your fellow industry people.
Thank you, Lennon. Rita, what are your thoughts?
So, similar to Lennon's, of course, I think it's tremendously important for ones to attend these conventions and learn market trends. You know, suppliers endeavor to pay attention to what families are asking for in all areas, everywhere we sell to. And we constantly work to adjust to provide what's working. So memorialists who attend these conventions can stay ahead of the curve as they learn these trends, and they can stay relevant while adjusting to an ever-changing market. In sales especially, these types of sales, you really need to stay connected to the consumer. So these conventions help to keep the excitement to the uniqueness of this industry forefront. There's no better way to network and stay excited about the industry while learning than to attend these conventions. And not to mention how nice it is to show up and support all the suppliers who are expending great effort to show support for all these beautiful businesses.
I would not miss this convention for anything. It really sounds like it's going to be over the top. Vaishnavi, anything to add?
So,
what would you say?
I guess MBNA has been the voice for the monument industry for many years. And I think how we look at it is like this fair, trade fair is an excellent ground for people who are new to this industry to come and explore or are looking for opportunities, or people who are already in this industry where they can grow from their old ones. And I think this helps a lot of people when they come in. They can see the designs and innovations that each supply or manufacturer brings in. And as simple as a stone, you know, that gets it gets modified to becomes a beautiful piece that we use to remember our loved ones. I think that's the beauty of this, and how, you know, art can be expressed in many forms. I think that's the biggest thing out here.
Great. Thanks for that. We're excited. The folks in Cleveland, me especially, are really excited to welcome everyone to my hometown. As Mark said, you know, we've gone through the burning river, the mistake on the lake, all of those years and jokes and what have you. But all through it, Cleveland has been a great place to live. And I can't tell you enough how much of a good time you're going to have coming to Cleveland. The tour of Lakeview Cemetery, the showcase that is just going to be phenomenal. So we're really looking forward to hosting.
Yeah, we are very excited too.
Great. Well, thank you for being part of the first segment of our show. Cleveland is so much more than people realize. It's the largest theater district outside of New York City. Nobody knows that. Lakeview Cemetery was founded in 1865 or 69, one of those. But 285 acres in that cemetery. But what makes it amazing is the fact that in the late 1800s, early 1900s, there were more millionaires in the city of Cleveland than any other city in the U.S. And the memorial art really exemplifies that fact. So I just can't stress enough what you know, it's just going to be over the top. The number of restaurants that are going to be within walking distance or a very short Uber from the hotel, which is just a few years old. I mean, it's probably more than a few now because I'm temporarily challenged, but it's a newer building in downtown Cleveland. So the accommodations there are going to be tremendous. And for the money, it's a great value. There's just so many things to do, so many opportunities. I suggest strongly that you extend your trip a couple of days if you've never been to Cleveland, because there's an awful lot to see and do. Next, I'm very honored to talk with representatives from two of the associations representing granite quarriers and manufacturers in the United States. So please let me introduce Doug Grand from the Barry Granite Association in Barry, Vermont, and Matthew Pruitt from the Elberton Granite Association in Elberton, Georgia. Gentlemen, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks, Good Mike. Morning, Glad Mike. To be here.
So please give us some insight as to what your respective associations do for its members and our industry as a whole. Doug, would you like to handle that first?
Sure, I'd be happy to, Mike. Well, Mike, really our mission is to help the Barry Granite industry continue to thrive, and really for the benefit of all of our members and the retailers they partner with, as well as their customers. And I think there's a variety of other things, and I know Matt very similar in many respects, but I think one thing with us is this is our 135th year in operation, which is pretty amazing for a trade association.
You don't look that old, Doug.
Well, thank you very much, Mike. I appreciate that. So that's an important thing this year. But some of the important things that we do, without getting too in depth on anything, is we work on marketing, whether it be social media, working on videos, really promoting the industry as much as we can, and promoting the work that all of our members, the quarriers and manufacturers, do. And for really, again, for the benefit of not only them, but for the retailers they work with and customers. Some of the other things that we do, we work with the state's Department of Economic Development and tourism, to promote our industry, to keep interest here in the state for what we do. We also publish Barry Life Magazine, which is a full-color promotional magazine that's done annually and distributed nationally. We have a website, too, that we assist dealers and finding manufacturers and vice versa. And we also help if there's job vacancies in our industry to get the word out to people in the state that might be looking for a job that could fill those. We work with member relations and other things like legislation that may have impact on our industry here. So we work with other trade associations in Vermont to either lobby for or against legislation that may be beneficial or not so to our industry. And other things like our workers' comp program that we try to keep viable and a value for our members that participate in. And really kind of finally, safety. If we facilitate safety training, I know all next week I'm spending working on our annual hearing tests and providing that to our members as a benefit. And I guess one final thing I just wanted to mention, that we're working with the Central Vermont Career Center. They're looking to launch a new vocational program for high school students that might want to enter our industry. So there are a variety of industries, So that's kind of an interesting thing as well. So I'll leave it at that. I don't know how far I am into my 3 minutes, but I'll leave it there.
You're, I think you're good, Doug. I think that's very exciting. Before I let you go, why don't you plug that website that you mentioned? How do we find
Okay, it is barrygranite.org. So that's Barry, B-A-R-R-E, granite.org.
Great. Thanks, Doug.
Thank you,
Matthew. Mike. Same question, buddy.
Same question. Okay. Well, thanks for having us today. I would like to let everyone know that the EGA is here to support American manufacturing. That is the main focus, and it is here to keep Elberton alive and well in this industry and to support its customers throughout the United States. So, like Doug said, there, you know, a lot of this mirrors what the BGA does. Our big draw for our membership here in Elberton is our work comp program. So we have the oldest self-insured work comp program in the state of Georgia. So that's been a program since the early 1950s, and has continued to keep this industry stable and free from the outside market affecting the monument production here. It is in regards to insurance rates. So that is something that's for our members, by the members. So that is a big draw for the membership here in Elberton. And a lot of that stems from the HR work that we provided for small mom and pop businesses during those early years that have now, you know, bloomed into what we do here at the association as far as onboarding new employees, the safety training, as Doug spoke of. We want to make sure we have a safe workforce here, and we're going to, you know, support the membership for those members that don't have large HR groups and employees that handle paperwork type issues. We can handle that from this office. We have a staff of 7 here, so we have various employees that handle different aspects of this industry within this office. One being the Graniteer magazine, that is a quarterly publication from Elberton here. It's all done in-house, 100% ad-free, again, for the members, by the members. Great way to showcase the products and services that the members offer to the customers across the country. So, again, back to workforce development, you know, we are on workforce development boards, regional workforce development, and of course, we tie that to the direct relation to the granite industry here. Our high school does have a granite lab that jumpstarts kids who, like Doug said, may consider entering the granite industry, because here in Elberton we employ, you know, over 3,000 employees within this industry just in Elberton. So that comes with a lot of community involvement. We support various, you know, sporting, civic organizations with community support. We do offer the training, safety training, forklift training, MSHA, OSHA, your governmental regulations that we have to deal with. We facilitate training for that. We have a blaster certification course here, where our blasters that use explosives in the quarries, they come here to be trained. And again, we handle governmental relations. We're at the Capitol anytime we get an invite, or if we have regulations that are impacting this industry, we're gonna be on Capitol Hill. We're gonna be connected with our congressmen, our senators, and our legislators to make sure that our voice is heard. And Chris and I do a lot of governmental relations on behalf of the membership. So public relations, customer relations, there again, we take the Graniteer across the country. We take our promotional items here. We take them to your state, regional, and national show like Cleveland that we're talking about here. And we promote what is being manufactured here in Elberton. And I like to say we here at the association, we don't sell anything, but we do sell the American dream, and the American dream is live and well. And it comes with it comes on the backbone of the American worker and the red-blooded Americans that are here producing these products for our customers day in and day out. We do have a website. I can give you that, egaonline.com. Feel free to visit that anytime. There are a lot of resources there. We do offer training to retailers. It comes in the form of design, setting, techniques, all the things that you would think of when it comes to dealing with a monument, from sales, design, manufacturing, upselling, cemetery relations, funeral home relations. Anything else you can think of, Mike?
Well, I think you've pretty much covered it, Matthew, for sure. Thanks for that. So why don't you finish out your portion of the segment by telling the viewers, if someone's trying to decide whether or not to attend the 2025 show, how would you respond to them?
Well, we're out here selling the 2025 show every day, and we're going to be trying to sell it from now until March 13th. I would say it's a must attend show. Looking forward to the great events that you have planned. You can come network with your peers, and we encourage all retailers, especially when we have our retailer course here in Elberton, get involved with your state or regional association and take it to the next level. Please become involved with the national association, which is MBNA here. So come to the show, learn things from your peers, get ready to enjoy some great entertainment. I've had the opportunity to, and I'm telling people this, I've had the opportunity to go to the Lakeview Cemetery with Mike here. I've had that tour. It's a grand cemetery. You're going to see some things that are very spectacular. The views are unrenowned. And the reception at the Rock Hall, I mean, that is a great venue. I've been to a reception at the Rock Hall. It's going to be a private event. You're going to have the place open to explore, be there, wander, have a great time at your own pace. It's an incredible venue. I encourage everyone to be there. Come see us at the EGA booth. We're going to have a pretty unique booth. We're going to have some really cool things to see. We're going to have an opportunity for you to visit with several suppliers from here in Elberton, and just encourage everyone to be there.
Thanks, Matthew. Doug, same question. I'm on the fence. What are you going to tell me?
Well, Mike, you've got to come. No, I would, Mike, I would echo a lot of what Matthew had to say. It really, the show is extremely important for everybody. And I think, it really is an opportunity for retailers and others to come and speak with manufacturers and suppliers. I know a lot of our member companies will be there. They'll be exhibiting some of the amazing work that they've done or are working on. And I think that's a great opportunity for everyone. And there's also many other interesting exhibitors that you should see. I know some of our supporting members are major suppliers to the industry for equipment and a variety of other things. So there's a lot to see. It's just not one thing. But also informative training sessions that the MBNA will put on. I just found in the past it's been a great show, and I anticipate it to be even better this year. And I have to say that the BGA is going to be sponsoring the guided tour of Lakeview Cemetery. And one thing you won't be able to miss there is the John D. Rockefeller Monument that was crafted back here in Barrie and in our area in 1898. So just to see some of the pictures of that being done and being shipped out there are pretty amazing. So I think that's a great thing. And I know there's so much, as Mike and Matthew both said, there's so many other things there to see as well. And then again, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, you have to be there. You can't miss that. I know that's That's something I've been out to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame myself. It's a great place, and you can't miss it. So I think we hope to see you there.
Thanks, Doug. So to sum it up, what's the convention all about? The convention is really all about you, the members. It's about networking. It's about building relationships. It's about creating friendships that last a lifetime. I can speak from personal experience, being a past president of the association and having the opportunity to travel to not just the national convention, but the regional shows, and the people I've met and the things that I've learned from my peers. It's invaluable. If you don't come, you really can't understand what you're missing, because it's more than just the monuments that are on the floor and the tools that you get to put your hands on and that kind of thing. It's really about the people in this association, the common ground that you have, the similar challenges, the similar rewards. It's just a great way to connect to like-minded folks and to learn things that you are just not capable of learning in any other environment. So as everyone has said, it's a must-attend show. I can say it because I live here, because I live and breathe it. But I guess the only way to find out is to come, because if you miss it, you miss it. And like I say to all the manufacturers who sometimes, you know, it's a lot of money. It's a big expense for these folks to come and support you retailers by coming to these conventions. It's an awful big expense. And do they sell a ton of granite at that show? Maybe they do and maybe they don't. But the bottom line is that they're there supporting the mission of MBNA, supporting the educational offerings that we provide, and supporting you, the retailers. So support us by supporting them, by supporting you, and everybody, let's get together and come to Cleveland. So with that, I'd like to thank our guests for taking time out of their busy schedules to join us today. The next episode in our 5-episode series will be a discussion on cremation trends with representatives from the Cremation Association of North America, whose research will be in the February issue of MB News. So thanks for listening to Monument Matters. MBNA invites you to stay connected through our Facebook and LinkedIn pages, to register for the 2025 Monument Industry Show in Cleveland, or to become a member of MBNA. Please visit us at www.monumentbuilders.org. For MBNA, I'm Michael Johns. Thank you for being with us.